Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:45 on hump day morning.
This is neat.
What is
it? I mean, it's not neat. That's a obnoxious way to put it. These people are throwing these people are throwing all their stuff in their pool to keep it from getting thrown around by the hurricane.
Oh.
It's a picture on the paper.
That's
but
so
I
funny.
Thought, oh. Ellie,
I've heard of people doing that for fires.
You're listening. Throw your stuff in the pool.
Yeah. They cleared out their whole, like they have this lanai that faces the little canal.
Mm-hmm.
And, just, you know, so my mom.
Your parents are in the path of the storm.
Well, one of the possible paths.
Right.
Depending on how it goes. But they had, you know, my mom's got like shells all over the walls on strings and... She was showing me yesterday. She goes, I have to do this whole thing.
I'm we love to decorate our little world.
Get going. Start clearing it off. So she sent me a video this morning. It's just like stripped down all her candles and her crap hanging from the ceiling. And
after clearing that one time, it would never go back up at my house.
Yeah, it'll go back up.
Oh, I'm sure.
House. Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Next storm comes through, I'm going to be one step ahead.
I'm never going to go through that again.
Clean. Put it back out.
Right.
Put it back.
They're leaving. I talked them into leaving tomorrow. Supposedly, if it hits Florida, it's not going to hit until the weekend. But, and I think they have, the Keys have a mandatory evacuation right now. And then they are supposed to leave by Sunday. I'm like, just leave. What, do you want to be stuck in traffic, run out of gas on the highway? Like, right. Get out of there.
It's amazing that they get that. Notice.
I know.
Ahead of time instead of just boom, there
right.
You are.
In the olden days, before we had satellite weather data, all of a sudden the wind picked up and you were like, hey, what's going on?
Hi.
What's happening here? I guess it's already battering Barbudos? Is there like a Barbuda?
Something like that. I saw,
I saw that too.
Yeah.
It's not a typo then.
No.
All right.
I was like, is that someplace I've just never heard of? Barbuda?
Well, there's lots of little islands.
There are, that's for sure. And they're all in the path of this storm. And then there's another storm right behind it. First Irma, then Jose. Yikes.
I haven't even heard of Jose yet, but I guess you're on hurricane watch.
Well, I am on hurricane watch because, you know, my parents are in the path of it, so... Like, you gotta just...
Still thinking about moving to Florida?
No. I stopped thinking about that a couple years ago. We had a little talk on the way home with the kids. They're like, please never move there. I'm like, all right, kids.
They said that?
Yeah. It's just so hot.
Yeah.
Well, and there's hurricanes barreling down
on
you yearly.
And there's these, like, it's just bugs everywhere. I mean, it's just, no. The grass isn't soft. It's super harsh. Yeah. I think because it has
weird.
To. I know. But anyway, so that's happening. And listen, speaking of hurricanes, Harvey, which... just decimated Houston. We have a way to raise a little money for this, thanks to Carlos Santana, who was on the show yesterday. Our friends at Bananas at Large brought in a guitar. Yep, ding, ding, shame. Brought in a guitar yesterday. A gorgeous, like a sort of a silvery gray Paul Reed Smith.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's the brand that Santana reps.
And so he signed it. And we're starting an auction today. So today, tomorrow, and Friday, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., we will take bids over the phone. So you have to actually use your telephone for its intended purpose.
Oh, Hooman. Sorry, buddy.
Hooman has to work.
Well, listen, we're starting at $500, and we're only going up in $100 increments.
Right.
So it's, you know, rich people alert. Come on.
Oh, Hooman likes those people.
I know. I think he'll actually have fun on the phone. So we're going to start with at 6 a.m., first person who calls in with a $500 bid, they're the leader. They're on the leaderboard. So we'll go up in $100 increments from then on and update you when we get a new bid.
Oh, this will be fun.
Yeah.
What?
Just the whole San Francisco's on the clock. They're currently in the lead with $500. Come on, Oakland, where are you at?
Right. We'll see what town ponies up the most. Yeah. What VC ponies up the most.
Exactly.
Right, Hooman, you got to get on the phone to all your influential friends. No, hey, you are hands down the most well-connected person on this show.
You know, it's interesting that we're doing this at the same time as we're doing the SF Stair Climb, because my influential friends are donating to the SF Stair Climb.
Yeah, but you're giving them a guitar in exchange on this one.
Yeah.
Mm. Where are you at on your stair climb?
Yeah,
$10,000.
Oh, huge. Nice. It's great.
That's this weekend, right?
That is. It's on Saturday.
Can people go and watch you run this?
They can, yeah.
They can.
It's open, yes.
Well, they can't be like in the stairwell or anything.
Oh, you're not going to be like running by people, like hitting their hands.
They're not going to like GoPro live Facebook that thing or
anything?
It's
narrow. I don't have that.
Oh, you should do that. You should live Instagram it or whatever.
I think I'm just going to focus on running, but thanks for that wonderful suggestion.
Well, you know, I just thought you were the social media guy. So.
Well, I am. I'm the one that posted the picture of you guys holding the guitar this morning on the Alice973 Instagram. Sarah, your facial expression, second to none, everyone.
Rock star.
Check her out.
We're going to get one with Vinny later. Vinny, you're going to throw your rock star on later.
That's okay.
Hold on, I want to see it.
Shut up. You're totally doing it.
I feel good about you guys. Oh, that looks great. Look at Sarah's got the best rock star poses anyway.
I don't know how she does it.
She's just incredible.
Oh, that is
combo,
that. I actually like that picture.
The three of them.
I am handsome. Ooh, getting old.
Oh, you look great.
So on the Alice973 Instagram, you can see the actual guitar. I'm pointing to the signature that he put on there. He being Carlos Santana.
Los.
All of the info is there in that post. How to bid, the rules.
Oh, that's great, Hooman.
All the fun stuff.
That's wonderful.
And we should note that the money, where the money is going.
Oh, yeah. It's the Houston Food Bank?
Yes.
That's
Hold on.
Right.
Let me grab my
oh,
handy
that's a good
info
move.
Sheet. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, there's so much controversy with a lot of the places that let's do that.
Let's do the food bank that works. So, and you will be writing, I mean, this is 100%, you will be writing a check to the Houston Food Bank.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to, it's not going through
no
us.
Hands through no, us.
Right.
No.
Nothing. Straight there. HoustonFoodBank.org if you want more info. But it looks like on RadioAlice.com, we have a full, like, this is three pages of info on this. Some shots from yesterday with Carlos in the studio with us, and that was so fun.
It was.
Yeah. I got some kudos from Pat Gillis.
Oh, yeah? What did Pat say?
He was just like, oh, it just was a great interview, so positive,
good.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah,
blah,
blah. He was going on and on, you know.
Sarah, you're amazing.
Thank you, Pat. No, he was talking about Carlos. And he loved it. Which was good, because last time we did an interview with someone that I really like, he gave me crap for not being like, play a Journey song, Neil Schoenchan. It's like, I can't believe what a missed opportunity. So no, nothing like that this time.
Shut up, Pat.
Well, why didn't he want you to sing with Carlos?
Maybe he doesn't think I can handle the heat.
Oh.
Maybe that's it.
All right.
But it was great. So, the auction is up, and it starts in 6.5 minutes. So get ready.
Yeah.
So we are not doing a credit card then, if they have to come and write a check.
Nope.
Okay.
Oh.
No PayPal?
No.
Oh.
Old-fashioned people.
Right. Write a check. What?
Yeah. And they'll obviously have to come to the station and with the check and get the guitar and probably sign some kind of waiver of some kind.
Right. So what did everybody do yesterday?
Well, I raced out of here and met a painter.
Oh, how was that?
You had an appointment.
Oh, it was fantastic. Nothing like it.
Did you pick white or
no, we didn't pick colors. He was just looking at rooms and we're going to get
so
an
met
estimate.
Him at the new
I'm not getting
house.
Anywhere near the colors. That's not part of my gig.
Well, your girl likes that. She'll
loves it
out.
And when it's actually downright condescending and obnoxious when I'm like, I don't like that. That's nice. What the? All right, forget it then.
Go wait in the car, Vincent.
Did you get to pick the color in your office?
In my office, yes, I get to pick my color.
What color?
From a list of available swatches. Which one of these would you like to
use? These are acceptable. What about your daughter? Did she get to pick a color?
She picked a pink.
Of course. Mm.
She has to have her pink. She's very into it.
Is her room right now pink?
No, it's not.
Oh. So how exciting for her that she'll get a pink room.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Did she go like full on Pepto pink or is it
No,
just like
it's
a
paler, whitish, just off white pink.
Nice. Mm.
But I think that again was one of those. Here's your options. You'll like this one, right? Mom's working her. She's doing her whole thing.
Well, listen, Mom's got a new house. That's exciting.
And we are into it up to here. Oh. So there is no...
So you have the place now?
No.
Oh.
No, we had to have Peter Cook.
Ding, ding, Lighthouse
Realty. Meet us at the location yesterday, and he was in the middle of 1,000 things, and yet he...
Made it happen.
I was like, dude, you gotta...
Gotta let us in.
I gotta meet this guy.
Yeah.
And then, even though the missus is working and in the middle of conference calls, comes running in the door with a conference call in one ear just to meet the painter guy and make sure I'm not screwing everything up.
So you weren't tied. He was just looking. He's going to give you an estimate and tell him the colors.
You know, you think you're going to meet someone and I'm like, here it is. And he's all, how about the trim? I'm all, huh? What about the ceilings? Huh.
Oh,
those look okay, don't they?
Did he point out some stuff where they didn't
look
okay?
No, they actually do look okay. So there's a lot of stuff we don't have to do.
Oh, that's good.
I think it's just a quick freshen up.
Yeah. Get the colors you like on the walls. Make it start to feel like your house.
Yeah.
Mm. That's exciting.
It's a trip.
Did you go out in that backyard?
We did. Yeah. You know, it's funny. They had all this furniture. You know, when you buy a place, there's a lot of negotiating going on.
Oh.
And so I guess the furniture that was around this fire pit and the stuff that, you know, Peter and the missus were like, we would like this, and this. And they came back with, no.
That's all ours, and we're taking that with
us. That's our furniture.
And you gotta ask for it.
Well, sure, and I kind of was in my own head. I sell so much stuff on Craigslist, little things, but the negotiation is infuriating. I don't like it.
Right.
I know a lot of people live for it. They love this stuff.
Haggling.
I don't know how many times I've said to people, "This is the price. There is no discount when you show up to meet me in the parking lot of the grocery store. You need to have this much cash." And then they get there and they go, "Oh, bro, listen, can I $5 off? I need it for gas to get home." What are you buying a surfboard for if you can't afford gas to get over here? Stop lying. Bro, I thought we straightened this out on the way. Mm-hmm. Well, but then you're there.
Right.
Then you're there and you realize it's the next person's going to do the same GD thing.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Well, and same with the house buying. Right. There it is. They're like, let's go back and ask for them all. You guys, let's just not.
So there's all the furniture's gone.
The furniture's gone.
Oh.
We sat on the chimney, not the chimney, the fireplace.
The edge of it, right.
Same thing.
The short chimney in the backyard.
Whatever that thing is, we sat on that thing and just...
Did you take a few pictures?
No.
Oh, darn it.
No, I didn't.
Well, at least she has an idea of what she likes and what is going to work there for her.
No, she's...
For
you
her,
know what?
Boy, you guys got some stuff to buy. Huh?
I actually really trust her. There was a point where we were looking at another thing yesterday, because again, we have very limited monies to work with, and we want to do as much as we can before any furniture gets moved in. And she's like, that won't work because the fireplace is gray. And I was like, it is?
Because it doesn't look gray right now.
I didn't even notice the fireplace cut. Like,
oh, it is gray.
It is gray.
Is it stone?
It's stone.
Ah.
So I didn't notice that. Who would notice that?
Well, you know. Someone who's seeing the room as a whole. And
would you have noticed that?
Probably.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. Who works the room around the fireplace.
Well, that's the thing that isn't going to change. So that's the... You got to base it all off of that.
All right. Well, anyway.
When is the kitchen getting done?
The kitchen, well, I don't know about that at all.
You're gonna live in that for a while.
That's not... There's just one room. The carpet's so gross.
Oh, no.
So we got to put
Why
one...
Why is the carpet so gross? Did they have like a dog or something?
I think they had cats, and I think they lived in it. They lived free.
Oh.
They were partying. They did their thing. They had it for 10 years.
Were they old people?
No.
But they just didn't... They let the cats...
They had kids, cat, you know, whatever.
Your carpet does suffer.
There's every, anyway, this one room needs to definitely... We're going to do one... room of carpet.
Oh.
One. So I was like, do we have to do beige carpet? Doesn't everybody do beige carpet? It's like some kind of joke.
What color would you like to do,
Vinny? Stores have all this carpet, all these colors. Look at all these swatches.
What would you like to do?
And I asked the guy that when I'm talking to him, I'm like, does everybody walk out of here with beige carpet? He goes, yeah. Yeah. Now, why the hell do you even stock other colors? I don't know.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case, right.
90% of people walk out of here with beige carpet. I'm like, let's try something else.
Hey, if you want to try something else, I hope you're going to be trying non-toxic, chemical-free, organic carpet. Only Vinny, nobody else. Please don't breathe like that. Go ahead, Vinny. No one breathe. Just Vinny. Thank you.
Actually, we've already set that standard as a baseline.
Thank
so
you
don't
so
have to
much.
Worry.
Hallelujah.
That's an absolute.
Only one.
Organic carpet.
Please don't laugh at that.
Bryn.
What's organic carpet made out of?
Organic
the best
cotton.
Stuff that doesn't like.
Did you say pasta?
The best stuff. Oh. Boy, those ears are getting worse and worse.
You hungry?
Everyone. First the eyes, now the ears.
Are you hungry already?
She's always hungry.
I've actually.
Listen,
not,
I'm going to go get scones and stuff for it. I'm going to treat today.
Oh.
Because Sarah's so hungry.
What are you going to get?
Scones or whatever
organic,
else she wants.
Organic pasta.
I'll take
I don't
pasta.
Know if there's any organic pasta open right now. Oh. You let me know.
Like rigatoni and meatballs right now.
Pesto. Do you have an organic lemon bar?
That's so funny. I just don't know what an organic carpet would be made out of because they're like synthetic fiber things. I mean, I guess you could get wool if you want to pay through the nose.
Don't worry. We're getting organic carpet. Okay. Let's not talk about it again.
Good. That's probably for the best.
That baseline is set.
Our bidding is opened.
Okay. So first person who calls in with a $500 bid is on the leaderboard. And we'll let you know if somebody beats that. But the Carlos Santana official guitar auction is on right now. 800-400-3697. Don't text us. Use your actual phone. You get to talk to Hooman. I mean, bonus. So there's that. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Hope Day. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.